This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Once again, the United States is at the United Nations looking for help in post-war Iraq. Secretary of State Colin Powell says the Bush administration will seek a new Security Council resolution that might convince more countries to contribute troops. But Powell makes clear there are no U.S. plans to give up authority over security operations, as some governments have suggested. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
In the aftermath of the suicide bombing that killed some two dozen people at a UN building in Baghdad on Tuesday, the United States is intensifying efforts to beef up the overstretched stabilization force in Iraq. After a meeting today with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan in New York, Secretary of State Powell said the U.S. is exploring with its Security Council colleagues the language of a possible resolution.
We're looking at, of course, reaffirming our determination to succeed in Iraq. We're looking forward to language that might call on member states to do more.
A U.S. official says that Washington has been talking with France, Russia, Germany, Pakistan, India, and Turkey. All are well situated to help with security in Iraq, but have refused to contribute troops under the U.S. and British-led occupation authority. Washington maintains that a previous Security Council resolution already provides a U.N. mandate for contributing troops to the stabilization effort. The U.S. official, who asked not to be identified, says that Washington now is looking for language that makes that mandate more explicit to encourage contributions. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan, after his meeting with Powell, said he thinks the Council could reach agreement on a resolution despite the bitter divisions within the Council last winter over whether to go to war against Iraq.
There were divisions before the war, but we all realize that it is urgent to help bring peace to Iraq, bring peace to the region. And Iraq that is destabilized, and Iraq that is in chaos, is not in the interest of the region or the world.
But the countries who could be most useful to the stabilization force take the position that more authority in Iraq should be turned over to the United Nations. After Powell's meeting with Annan today, a reporter asked the Secretary of State if the U.S. was willing to cede more authority to the U.N. Powell's answer was not encouraging.
The issue of ceding authority is not an issue that we have had to discuss this morning. We both understand the role being played.
But governments such as France, Germany, and Russia, which oppose the war in Iraq, are unlikely to be satisfied with that. In a statement on the floor of the Security Council today, French Ambassador to the UN, Michel Decleux, like other council members, deplored the loss of life in Tuesday's attack on UN headquarters in Baghdad. Then Decleux cataloged all that France finds objectionable about the occupation authority in Iraq, starting with the fact that the U.S. has not provided a timetable for ending the occupation and reestablishing Iraqi sovereignty. Speaking through an interpreter, Decleux concluded his remarks with this statement on post-war Iraq.
We have to face a terrible issue today. Would we be in this state if, from the outset, there had been set up a genuine international partnership and a global approach to security, political, economic, and social problems, and global approach under the guidance of the United Nations?
France clearly believes the answer to that question is no, but discussions on the language of a new resolution are just beginning. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.